We continue our learning the Nishmas Tavi Bemanachem Shem Nicham Yaakov Bifinichos to Leowen Bavakam Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Ganav Al Pi Shnayim. Maybe you have a case where two Eidim come to court and testify that Reuven, let's say, stole an ox or a sheep. So that would be Mechayev Im Kefel. V'tavach U'machar Al Pim. And those same two Eidim testify that he slaughtered that sheep or the ox, or he sold the sheep or the ox. So that would be Mechayev Him Dalav V'hei. But the Mishnah is coming to tell me, Oh Al Pi Shnayim Acherim. Still there, Mishalim Tashlume Arbava Chamisha. The halacha will be that he has to pay Dalvehe even if it's two other Edim who testify about the slaughtering and the selling, which means two Edim come into court and say and testify that Reuven stole an ox or a sheep, and then two other Edim come and testify that he slaughtered or sold that sheep. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though it's two separate sets of Edim, nonetheless, he is going to be Chayiv Dalvehe. Now, we should question this because of a drush of Rabbi Akiva. The Pasuk says, with respect to Eidos, Al Pi Shnei Eidim, and the Pasuk says, Yakum Davar. What we do is we establish any matter whether the truth of it or not, based on the testimony of two witnesses. And Rabbi Akiva learns from Yakum Davar, the matter, Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. When it comes to Edim testifying, so it has to be that they testify about the entire matter in order to be to hold someone liable. And therefore, if two other Edim come in, like in our case, and they're testifying not about the Geneva, they're testifying just about the Tevicha or the Mechira, that's what we call Chatzi Davar. That's not the full matter. That's just half the matter. Because the Eidei Tvicha, if you think about it, are not affected at all. Eidim are not going to be effective testifying about slaughtering or selling without Eidei Geneva. It's meaningless. Oh, by the way, this person slaughtered this animal. This person sold this animal. That doesn't mean anything if it doesn't follow Eidos about a person stealing. There would be no Chayev Chiv of Dal Vehei if you just sell an animal. So, nonetheless, since the Eidei Geneva don't need the Eidei Tevicha, which means the two Eidim who come in at the beginning and say that Reuven stole the animal, so that they don't need the second two Eidim to come in at all. That's a full Dover. That's not a Chatzi Dover, because even if two other Eidim don't come in afterwards, Reuven still Chayv Kefel, because these two Eidim testify that he stole an animal. So since the Eidei Geneva don't need the other two Eidim who follow, who testify about the slaughtering or the selling, we won't even view the slaughtering and the selling testimony as Chatzi Davar, and therefore this is acceptable testimony to be Mechayev the person Dal Vehei, even though it's two separate sets of Edim. Then the Mishnah says, Ganav Umachar Bishabis, Ganav Umachar La'avodah Zarah. So we're going to give a list over here of cases where a person steals something, and he's going to be chayv, as we'll see, for the tashlumin, because what follows is not something that would be mechayv him misa. We remind ourselves of the famous principle of kum lei b'derabi minei, where we have, person has does two averos, one is a chiyuv misa, one is a chiyuv mamon, so kum lei b'derabi minei means we establish for him, according to the harsher one, the greater one, and he's going to get misa, and he's not going to be chayv of tashlumin. So here, if a person steals an animal and he sells it on Shabbos, so there's no chiyuv misa that would exempt him from tashlumin. So of course he's going to be chayav for the geneva that he does and the mechira as well. So he's going to be chayav dala v'hei. As opposed to, as we'll see in a couple of mishnayos, if let's say he steals an animal and slaughters the animal on Shabbos, so you can't be mechayav him dala v'hei for the stealing and the slaughtering, because that act of slaughtering is mechayav him misa, because he violated Shabbos by slaughtering an animal. So therefore you can't be chayav tashlumin. But in this case, he stole umach and only sold the animal on Shabbos. That's not a chiyuv misa. And the same thing is true of ganav umach ala avodah zarah. Selling something to avodah zarah is not mechayev yumisa. Slaughtering an animal for avodah zarah would be mechayev yumisa, but just selling is not. And therefore, if ganav umach ala avodah zarah, the person is going to be chayev to pay the tashlumen. We also remind ourselves of the halacha of the Tana de Bechizkiyo, which is that even if the person did this b'shogeg, let's say, where he would not be chayev misa, nonetheless, since had he done it b'mezid, he would be chayiv misa. The exemption from payment is there as well in cases where he would have slaughtered. So ganav u'machar, stealing and selling on Shabbos, stealing ganav u'machar al avodah zarah. In both of those cases, he's going to be chayiv the tashlum. And what else? Ganav v'tavach b'yom ha'kippurim. Here's someone who stole and slaughtered on Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur, there is no chiyuv skila, there's no chiyuv misas mason. There's only a chiyuv of kares. That's misa b'dei shamayim. And we hold that kamle b'derabimine, where you get the harsher punishment, and you're not chayiv tashlumin, that only applies to chiyuv misas beistin. Where beistin has two, there are two punishments that beistin is going to administer. One is mama and one is misa. You get the misa over the mama. But if Hashem is ministering, it's kares, it's misa b'dei shamayim, the fact that you did malach on Yom Kippur and slaughtered an animal, so you still chayiv dal v'hei, chayiv tashlumin. So here, a person ganav, he stole and v'tavach and slaughtered b'yom ha'kippurim, he's going to be chayav as well. Happens to be that if that's only when it comes to kares. Let's say the person had been warned, by the way, you can't slaughter on Yom Kippur because you're going to be chayav malkos. So the general rule is someone who's chayav kares, if he's warned from malkos, he's going to be chayav the malkos. So here there's a rule. A person is not loke umishalim. So in fact, if it would be a case where there was warning about slaughtering on Yom Kippur, don't slaughter on Yom Kippur, so then he actually would be potter from the tashlum because he'd be getting malchus for slaughtering on Yom Kippur. We're talking about a case in our Mishnah where he was not warned at all, and therefore the chi of Misa is only b'dei shamayim, it's through kares, and therefore there's no exemption from the tashlumin because it's not two punishments administered by Beis Din, and therefore he's chayv to pay. Then the Mishnah says, Gadav Mishel Aviv, let's say a person stole from his father a shor or a seh, v'tavach u'machar, and he slaughtered and sold that animal, v'achar kach meis aviv, and then his father died. So what's the chiddush here? Well, even though his father died, and this person who did this stealing from his father and then slaughtering or selling the animal of his father, the ox or the sheep, he's a yoresh. He's going to inherit anyway. Nonetheless, at the time that he did the tzvicha or the mechira, his father was alive, and therefore the chiyuv tashlumei dal vehe was therefore already in place. Therefore, he has to pay dal vehe. Who does he pay to? He has to pay to his brothers, the rest of the yorshim. That portion of payment that goes to them. But let's say the father died, meaning he stole the animal, and then the father died, and after the father died, he did tzvichu mechira on that animal. He's not chayav dal vehei. Why? Because at that time that he did the slaughtering, he had a chelik, had a portion in the animal, as we'll learn a little bit later in Mishnah Dalet. Ganav etavach v'achaka chiktiv. You have a person who stole, and he slaughtered the animal, which normally would be chayav dal vehei, and then he was maktish, the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. So here, the chiyuv tashlum dal vehei for stealing and slaughtering someone else's animal was already there before he was makdish the animal. So in all of these cases, ganav u'machar b'Shabbos, where he stole it and sold it on Shabbos. Ganav u'machar l'avodah zarah, he stole it and sold it to avodah zarah, not slaughtering. But ganav v'tavach b'yom ha'kippur, he stole and slaughtered on Yom Kippur. Ganav mishel aviv v'tavach u'machar v'achach meis aviv. Or the case of stealing and slaughtering and then be makdish. In all of these cases, as Mishnah mishalim tashlumei Arba'av Achamisha, he paid al vehei. Then the Mishnah says, "Ganav etavach lerefua o leklavim." He have someone who stole and slaughtered an animal for someone who was sick. The person needed to eat. So he stole an animal and slaughtered for a chola or for klavim to feed to dogs. So this is a shechita ru'uya. He slaughtered it. He could eat from that animal if he wanted to. So even though he fed it to a chol, he fed it to his dogs, it's a proper shechita. And even hashochet v'nimsa treifa. Let's say where you shechted an animal, and remember, this is stealing and then shechting. So you stole an animal, and then you shechted it, but the animal ended up being a treifa. So now that shechita does not permit the animal to eat. For eating, because it's a treifa now. Or hashochet chulin ba'azar, a person shechted a chulin animal, a non-hektesh animal, a non-carbon animal in the Beis HaMikdash. That becomes, that you're not allowed to do that, and that becomes asra bahana. You can't get benefit from that animal. Nonetheless, in all of these cases, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. You have to pay dal v'hei. Why? Because this is, you stole, and you slaughtered. And this is a shechita inherently that's absolutely kosher. There's no disqualification in the shechita. So So therefore, even though you may not be able to eat the animal when you shechulim ba'azara, or when the animal comes to treifa, but nonetheless, it's a good shechita. And the same thing is true when it comes to, certainly where you're shechting for chole or for kolamim, it's a good shechita. And the halacha is that you need a shechita, it seems you need a shechita ru'uya, a proper, suitable shechita to be chayv dal v'hei, and that you have that here. You certainly do. You stole an animal and you shechted it. Now, regarding chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara, the Gemara explains why is that a shechita ru'uya? Because the shechita of chulin in the Azara is only asur bahana midrabanan. And it's still really considered the mamon of the Baal, because usually something also bahana, I can't get any benefit from it all, so maybe that should not be a shechita ru'uya. No, it's a shechita ru'uya. It's also bahana, mi derabanan, and therefore it still has the status of mamon bailin. There are those, however, who hold that chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara or Asur bihana min ha-Torah. But there's a way to explain this Mishnah anyway. How so? Let's say you shech some of the simanim outside, of the simanim of the animal, the esophagus and the trachea, and you finish the shechita inside. So in that way, the time that you did the slaughtering before it was asur, so you did the slaughtering of the animal before it became asur bahana. Why? Because it was outside for as you were shechting, it was in chulin in the azara. So, and therefore, and why? Because the whole time you don't complete the shechita, the animal doesn't become asur bahana. Part of it was done outside. So the Mishnah here says that's why even in the case of chulin that was shecht in the Azara, we consider that a shechita ru'uya, even though it becomes asur bahana. Maybe it's only asur bahana midrabanan, or maybe it only becomes asur bahana partially because I did partially of it outside and not in the Azara, and therefore that's considered a shechita ru'uya, and you're going to be chayav dalad v'hei. And of course, in the other cases as well. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon says you potter from dal v'hei, where you have an animal that you shechted and you find out it's a treifa, or it's chulin that was shechted in the azara. Because Rabbi Shimon holds shechita she'eino ru'uya lo shma shechita. Now, what's a shechita she'eino ru'uya? We explain that all of those slaughterings were shechita ru'uya and therefore should hold you liable for dal v'hei. So, because he did a shechita on a stolen animal, but nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon says, no, a shechita that doesn't permit the animal to eat is not called the shechita. And therefore, if you find that it's a treifa after the shechita, or it's chulin the azara, which of course is asa bahana, that's not considered a shechita. If it's not considered a shechita, you can't call this person tavach, ganav v'tavach, because they didn't really do something that's called a shechita. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Ganav al pishnayim v'tavach umachar al pihem. So this gets a little complicated. We're speaking about edus. We're going to speak about edim zomimin, the concept discussed in Maseches Makos at great length. And here you have a person who stole something, and two edim come and testify that he stole, and they also testify v'tavach umachar al pihem. The same edim, and this is the way the first Mishnah, the previous Mishnah started, and the same two edim testify that this person also did the shechita or the mechira. So that normally would be mechayev the person dal v'hei. What happened here? The nimsu zomimin. But these two edim who testify that Reuven, let's say, stole an ox and slaughtered an ox or a sheep and slaughtered or sold it, those two edim who wanted to be mechayev him dal v'hei become zomimin. What happens? Two other edim come into court and say to those first two edim, hold on one second, how could you possibly testify that you saw Reuven steal that ox at this time in this place on that day, whatever it is? You were with us at that time, which is the classic Edim Zomimin, and therefore those two Edim, the first two Edim become Zomimin. We would believe, according to the Gzeras HaKasav, according to the Torah, we believe the second pair, that's what based on the Halach of Edim Zomimin, and the first two Edim, what do they have to do? What we call Kasher Zomam, Lasos Lachim. They have to pay whatever they plotted to do to their friend, Reuven, they have to pay for. So, says the Mishnah, V'nim Zomim, Mishalmin HaKol. These Edim, who became Edim Zomin, they testified both on the Geneva and the Tvi Bechira, so they have to pay the full dollar v'hei, based on the Pasuk. V'asisem lo, kasher zomam la'asos lo'achiv. They wanted to be Mechayev Reuven dollar v'hei, so they have to pay dollar v'hei. Now, the Gemara says, and it complicates matters a little bit, that we're speaking about a case where these Edim testified on the Geneva, the first two Edim, the ones who became Zomim. When they came to testify, they testified on the Geneva and the Tevicha or the Mechira at the same time. They came into court and said, Reuven stole an ox and he slaughtered it. Reuven stole an ox and he sold it. Reuven stole a sheep and he sold it or slaughtered it. So it's when they come bevas achas at the same time they testify both of those things. So why is that important? Because of the following. There is a machlokes, Abayin Rava, one of the six places where actually follow the opinion of Abayi over Rava, about an Eid Zomim. And a person who comes in Eid Zomim, he's now, these two Eidim become Eidim Zomim. Eidim come afterwards and say, oh, Yimano Yisim, about completely, you were with us at that time. There's no way you could have seen Reuven steal this animal and slaughter the animal, etc. So Eid Zomim, we say, is Lemafreya hu nifsal. According to Abaye, an Eid Zomim, when does he become an Eid Zomim? When does he have this status of now of his disqualification because he must have been lying? That is Lemafreya. That's retroactively, which means at the time that he gave his testimony, we assume that at the time that he becomes an Eid Zomim, rather, when these two other Eidim come in and testify, hey, you were with us, you know what that does? That disqualifies these first two Eidim testimony, not from this point on, which was Rava holds Mikanu Lahabahum Nifsal, but rather like Abayi Lemafreya Nifsal, which means that they are considered Eidim Zomim and liars from all the way back from the time that they testified. So you have Eidim who come in and say, hey, you were with us at that time, and they come in 6 months later. So that means that the testimony that they testified all the way back 6 months later, so that testimony obviously is no good. And anything they may have testified within the last 6 months is disqualified. They were considered disqualified all the way 6 months earlier. Rava holds, no, Mikanu Laban, no. If Edim come in and then Mazimim, they make the previous Edim Zomim, that status of Edim Zomim only starts now, Mikanu Laban, and any testimony they may have testified prior within that window from before till now is considered, we consider that testimony to have been, anything they may have testified from that time, to be acceptable. Now, how does that play itself out here? So watch what happens. If you hold like Abaye that an Eid Zomim is Lemafreya and Ifsal becomes Pasul retroactively, so that would mean, let's say the two Eidim come in who are Mazim and they say, okay, there's no way you two Eidim could see Reuven steal the animal. You were with us at that time. Very nice. And now they come back a little bit later and they say, and what do they say? And then they come and say the following. If those Eidim Mazimim come later and say at a later time, you could not have seen the Tevicha, you couldn't have seen the slaughtering or the selling, so we'll see in a moment and we'll explain why that should not matter. That doesn't make a difference. There's going to be a payment of Dalet Vehei that the Eidim Zomim have to pay. However, where does Abaye's Halacha that Eid Zomim Lemafreya Nifsal, an Eid Zomim is retroactively disqualified, where does that play itself out? That plays itself out exactly in the case of where the Eidim Zomim, the ones who testified first, their testimony has to be on the Geneva and the Tevichu Mechira at the same time, Bevas Achas. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that let's say those first two Eidim came in and said, Reuven, you stole something. Very nice. And then they came in a month later and said, you stole an ox or a sheep. And then a month later, they came in and say, by the way, that ox and sheep that you stole, Reuven, you also slaughtered it. So that typically would, in a regular case, Reuven Mechayev Dal Vehei. But if Eidim Zomim now come in and say, you were with us, there's no way you could have seen the Tevicha, there's no way you could have seen the Geneva, no way you could have seen the Tevicha. Why? Because what would they be saying? Well, Well, you with us that first month in Elul, you couldn't have seen Geneva, and you were with us the second pair of Edim instead of the first pair of Edim, you couldn't have seen Reuven slaughter that animal a month later in Tishrei, because you were with Tishrei. Now, if you think about that, if the first two Edim were already considered Edim Zomimin on their testimony about the Geneva in Elul, so then their testimony about the Tvicha is meaningless. It's not a testimony at all. And therefore, they can't be considered Edim Zomim on that. And it should not be Chayiv Dala Vehei, because Ed Zomim is Lamafrei Nifsal. They already became disqualified all the way in Elul. So their testimony on the Tvicha a month later doesn't mean anything. And therefore, based on this concept that an Ed Zomim becomes retroactively disqualified, it has to be where these two Edim, the Edim Zomim in the beginning, testified about the Geneva and the Tvicha Mechira at the same time. And in that way, when they become Edim Zomimin, in fact, there's a full Edim Zomimin problem disqualification at the same time. And therefore, they are Chayiv Dala Vehei to pay Reuven for Kasher Zaman, what they plotted to try to make him pay. So, however, when it comes to the Edim HaMazinin, the two Edim who come in to make the first two Edim Zomim, it makes no difference whether they come and make the first two Edim into Zomimin at the same time, or even if they make them Zomimin at different times. Why should it not matter? It shouldn't be the same thing. So this is based on a principle that's known as HaChasha Tchilas HaZama. Contradiction is the beginning of Hazama. So let's explain what that generally means. If let's say two people came into court and said Reuven killed Shimon, and two people come in and contradict them, they don't make them Edim Zomim. They don't say, oh, you couldn't have seen Reuven kill Shimon because you were with us at that time. But rather they do what we call Hachasha, not Hazama, Hachasha. They contradict them and say, no, Reuven did not kill Shimon. And then let's say two Edim come in and say about the first two Edim, not like the six, we have three pair here. You have the first two pair, you have A, B, and C. First two pair who testify Reuven killed Shimon. Second pair that say, no, Reuven did not kill Shimon. And a third pair that say to the first pair of Edim, there's no way you could have seen Reuven kill Shimon because you were with us at that time. So what do we say in such a case? After all, there was a hachasha, contradiction in between. Can the first two Edim become Edim Zomim? The answer is yes. The hachasha in between does not nullify the Edus, and therefore the first two Edim become Edim Zomim based on the hazama of pair C that comes in. That means hachasha is tchilas hazama. We don't view it as a nullification. The contradiction in between can be viewed as the beginning of hazama, so to speak. If that's true, the same thing could apply here. Let's say you have a case where the Edim Mazimin came in and they testified, oh, you first two Edim could not have seen Reuven steal. Why? Because you were with us at that time. And then they come sometime later and they give testimony on the Tvicha. Oh, you couldn't have seen Reuven slaughter that animal because you were with us. So what happens here? By having a hazama on the testimony of the Geneva, that automatically makes a hachash on the edus on the tevicha. Why? Well, if they're edim zomimin on the first, on the stealing, so then they're obviously their edus is contradicted on the slaughtering, because the slaughtering edus is meaningless if it's not edus at all. So obviously we don't believe them on the first, so their edus on the tevicha is nothing, so maybe we should say they shouldn't have to pay dala v'hei. No, they pay everything. It's hachash we view the fact that there may be hachasha on the tevicha, which is true. Why is there hachasha on the tevicha? Because there was a hazama only on the geneva. It doesn't matter. Hachasha is the beginning of hazama. And when there's a hazama finally on the slaughtering, we view that as hazama on everything, on the geneva and the tevicha. So just to summarize this complicated part of the Mishnah, is that we have to view that there is a concept of a Edim Zomim in here, and the have to pay Dalvehei, we explain that based on Eid Zomim Lemafreha Nifsal, since Eid Zomim becomes disqualified retroactively, it has to be where the first two Edim who testify, who end up becoming Zomim, and testified on the Geneva and the Tevicha at the same time, because had they not done so, then they would already be disqualified even before, if they would be disqualified as Edim Zomim even before they even testified on the Tevicha, because if they testified on the Tevicha a month later, so then, and it became Zomim on the Geneva, so their testimony on the Tevicha is meaningless. So therefore, they wouldn't be Chayv Dalav Hei, because that's not testimony, it's not Hazama. And we said, but that's all true for their Edus, but the Edus of the Mazim and the people who make the others into Edim Zomim, that doesn't matter when they make the other Edim into Edim Zomim. They can split that and make them Zomim on the Geneva at one point, and Tevicha Mechira on another point, because Hachasha Tchilas Hazama, Hachasha leads into Hazama, and we look at the whole thing as one package. Then the Mishnah says, Ganav u'alpi shnayim v'tavach u'machar alpi shnayim acherim. Here you have a case where this is a little bit back from the previous Mishnah. Person stole, two Edim testified that he stole, and two other Edim testified that he slaughtered or sold the animal. And both of these pairs of Edim become Edim Zomim. Harishonim and Shalim Tavshalim Kefel. So the first Edim who became Edim Zomim, they only testified on the Geneva. So they have to pay Kefel. That's the Kasher Zamim Lasos Lochim. That's what they wanted to make him pay, because they only testified on Geneva. V'ha'achronin Mishalim Tavshalim Shlosha. They have to pay three times. What does that mean? Well, the Edim, if it would be a Shor, it would be Shlosha. If it would be a Seh, it would be Shnayim, because remember, they only came to make him chayiv to pay for the slaughtering or the selling. So if that would be, that's only an extra. Remember, we explained that. There's the kefil, that's the double. Then for a seh, there's two more. And for a shor, there's three more. Nimsu achronim zomimin. If let's say just the second pair of Edim who testified on the Tevicha or the Mechira became Zomim, and not the first, who mishalim tashlumei kefil, the ganov, no Edim who have to pay kefil, the ganav has to pay kefil based on the Edus of the first people. They never became Zomim, so the Edus is still good, so the ganav has to pay kefil. Vehein mishalmin tashlumei shlovshtar, and those Edim who became Zomim, the ones who testified on the Tevicha or the Mechira, they have to pay three if it's a shor and two if it's a seh. Let's say one of the Edim who testified on the Tevicha or the Mechira became a Zomim, so then that Edus is completely nullified. There's only one Aid now on the Tevicha or the Mechira, and therefore the Ganav only pays Kefil, he does not pay Dalav Hei, and that Aid who became an Aid Zomim, he doesn't have to pay three. Why? Because your Edim Zomim don't have to pay until they both become Zomim, till the full Edus becomes Zomim. If one of the first Edim became the Edim on the Geneva became an Edim Zomim, then the whole Edus is null and void. Even the Edus on the Tevicha and the Mechira is batal. The Edus on the Geneva and the on the Tevicha Mechira. Why? Shem ein Geneva ein Tevicha Mechira. The whole Edus is batal because there's no Tevicha Mechira. There's no payment or three of extra for sure or say without a Geneva. So if the Geneva is gone, so then the Tevicha Mechira is gone as well.